Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, January the 28th. Very pretty day here in North Texas. I do want to say to all of our friends up in the Midwest, Toronto, well, not just the Midwest, but also, the Midwest, the Canadian portion of the Midwest, whether it's Montreal, Toronto, Wisconsin, of course, our friends in Wisconsin, our friends in Chicago, Michigan, Minnesota, my good friend Barry Castleman up there, Aaron Clary, Captain Capitalism up there. All of those guys are there are right now surviving what has got to be some of the coldest temperatures that we've had in quite some time. I don't remember the last time they were this cold. I mean, once in a while you get these terrible winters up there, but right now it is, I just heard on the radio, it's 20 below, and that's the official temperature, and with the wind, it could be 50 below. So what that means, basically, is that you cannot be outside for any length of time. So, amazing. I'm sure they'll survive it, but it is remarkable when you have temperatures of this nature. I mean, it's a little bit like when we get these heat waves down here where it's 110, 106, 108. It's kind of the other extreme, but I think you know what I'm talking about. So stay warm, people up there. Just stay warm. Get the fireplace going. Get the heater going. And don't go outside unless you definitely have to do so. Today we're going to talk about Venezuela and what's happening down there. I've got some thoughts on this horrific, I mean, just absolutely horrific abortion law that was just passed and celebrated. That's the obscene part in New York. We're going to talk about both of those things today. But I want to begin with what is happening in the Democrat Party, the new candidates or the people who are thinking about running. Senator Harris officially is in. She's running. She's the senator from California. And then this gentleman, Howard Schultz, I think that's his name, CEO of Starbucks, or former CEO of Starbucks, who says he would run as an independent. He wouldn't run as a Democrat. Let's talk about Senator Harris first. And I have a post about that over at the American Thinker. It seems to me that she is just another Democrat calling for Medicare for all, free tuition, give it away. She's explaining that she's going to come up with the largest middle class tax cut in history. And she's going to pay for this, I guess, by eliminating what she calls the Trump tax cut for the wealthy. Well, the numbers don't add up, Mrs. Harris or Ms. Harris or Senator Harris. The numbers don't add up. They do not add up whatsoever, as you will learn once you get into the debates and you start actually talking to people rather than giving speeches. The numbers that you are proposing just don't add up. And so she is obviously a very charming, very telegenic candidate. A lot of people see her as sort of a female Obama, if I could put it that way. And she is, in fact, very charming, no question about it. She's very telegenic. But I just don't see her platform going far once you get out of California or once you get out of the primaries. I mean, what you basically have is too many Democrats basically saying the same thing. They all hate Trump, and they're all going to give us everything for nothing. They're going to give us everything by taxing the rich. Well, it just doesn't add up, folks. It just doesn't add up. And I think that she is going to find out that it doesn't add up when she either goes into debates or when she begins to answer some of these questions from the media. Now, the other fellow who is apparently running, and this is a really interesting one because he's not a Democrat. He has in the past been a Democrat, but this guy is more of a left-center kind of guy. But, he has a business background and built a very successful business in Starbucks. And that's a guy named Howard Schultz, and he's coming at this as an independent. He's basically saying that, look, I don't think either party is working. I think all they do is argue. By the way, I think there's a lot of truth to that. And he's proposing, more practical solutions, I guess, for our problems. Now, one of the things he says, which I believe is true, and that is our national debt. That our national debt is going to eventually destroy the country. The problem with that argument is that he's going to make a lot of people unhappy when he starts talking about reducing the national debt, because a lot of the national debt is the byproduct of all these programs that we have, all these social programs that we have that keep on increasing because they're pretty much on autopilot. You know, every year they go up. And, you know, if he wants to go in there and make a lot of Democrats unhappy, that's fine. But I think he's going to have a very difficult time governing, because so much of the problems that we have with our national debt are problems related to, as I said before, programs on autopilot, programs that just keep it going on and on and on and on. And if he wants to be the one who stops it all and he wants to take the heat for that, look, I give him credit. But, you know, simply to say our national debt is the biggest problem, but not really tell us how he's going to do it. Again, another candidate promising what he cannot deliver. Now, I will say one thing. If he gets in, and let's say, for example, hypothetically, you have President Trump, Senator Harris as the Democrat nominee, and Mr. Schultz as an independent, I think what you're going to see is President Trump reelected by a massive electoral college victory, probably 400 electoral votes, and maybe 45% of the vote, something like that. And I think you'll see Senator Harris and Mr. Schultz maybe divide the other 55%, maybe 35-20, something along those lines. And you'll see President Trump reelected. I wouldn't be surprised if he sweeps most of the states, even California, because if he gets 45% of the vote out in California, he could carry that state with Howard Schultz and Senator Harris in. So it's going to be interesting. I think the Democrats are going to go all out to stop Howard Schultz from running, because I think they know that he could be the Ross Perot of 2020 and basically kill their party's nominee. So that's how I look at it at this point. But I do like the fact that there are independents considering to run, because I think the country is sick and tired of both parties. I really believe that, and I say that as a Republican. I think the country is sick and tired of both parties basically not being able to go into a room and negotiate something. We just saw this with the border funding. I mean, the same Democrats who were voting for all kinds of border funding in the past all of a sudden are saying that borders are immoral or walls are immoral. So I think the country's fed up with it. A lot of us are fed up with it, but I'm not exactly sure that Howard Schultz is going to be able to fix this problem. I would rather see, frankly, President Trump fix it. We're going to take a little break. I want you to hear from my friend Carlos, and we'll be right back.
This is Carlos Guerrero Harpiz. I would like to see you guys this Saturday night at Tzatziki's at the Star, located at 6765 Winning Drive in Frisco. I'll be performing instrumental high-energy music at 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. Make your reservation today at 972-377-2276. Remember, Tzatziki's at the Star is the place to hang out on Saturday night. For upcoming dates, look for me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And we have a link to Carlos' website on the show information. Click on that, and you'll learn where he's playing around town. Just a couple of things on this day in history. José Martí was born on this day in 1853. For those of you who are familiar with Cuba, he was one of the great Cuban patriots of the 19th century. For those of you who enjoy Latin American literature, he was also a great poet of Latin American literature. And if you like that song, Guantanamera, by the Sandpipers, that was out back in the 1960s, well, the lyrics that they use in that song are the lyrics of one of his poems. So José Martí, born on this day in 1853. Vince Lombardi became the coach of the Packers on this day in 1959. Of course, he went on to become one of the greatest NFL coaches of all time, if not the greatest. The Super Bowl trophy is named after Vince Lombardi. He won the first two with the Green Bay Packers. The Challenger exploded on this day in 1986, and I think most of us remember probably what we were doing. I was just on my way to have lunch when it happened. I was on my way to lunch, and I was entering the restaurant, and I saw everybody looking at the TV, and I said, "What happened?" And everybody was kind of like in shock, you know, and I looked at the screen, and I saw the explosion. Obviously, something very bad had happened that day. One of the great things about this story, or the I guess the only happy thing about it, if there is such a thing, was the great speech that President Reagan delivered later. I thought it was one of his greatest speeches and one of the reasons that this guy was such an amazing communicator. On this day in 1973, the peace agreement was signed between the United States and North Vietnam that officially ended the Vietnam War. But of course, the rest of the story didn't quite turn out that way. Well, let's talk a little bit about Venezuela, where the situation seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. They have two presidents right now, or two people claiming to be the president, Maduro and Guaido. And Maduro, of course, is, in my opinion, the illegitimate president. And Guaido, at least, or Guaido, is it Guaido? I think that's what it is the legitimate one based on the constitution in the country. Really, the key to it all is the armed forces of Venezuela. At the moment, it appears that Maduro has their allegiance, but I'm not sure that's something he can count on, because I just don't believe that these armed forces are going to turn on the people of Venezuela. I don't think they're going to shoot people. I don't think they're going to use force against people if called to do so by Maduro. Now, there are some Cuban soldiers and some Cuban elements in some of these troops, and they may very well be the ones who use military force against the people of Venezuela, but I'm not even sure the Venezuelans would stand for that, or the Venezuelan armed forces. So my message to the Venezuelan armed forces is to remember that there's going to be a day after tomorrow, and many of the officers who stand with Maduro today may very well be in front of a jury, in front of a trial later on for crimes against their country. So my suggestion to those officers is, cut ties with Maduro and simply either leave the country with him or turn your back on him and let the people of Venezuela put their country back together under a brand new constitution that they voted on before. And that constitution clearly states that Juan Guaido is Am I pronouncing it wrong? Is it Guaido? Yeah, Guaido it is. I keep getting it wrong. Guaido is the president of Venezuela. He's the man who's the provisional president, and the armed forces need to be responding to him, not to Maduro, who is the illegitimate president. Well, I have a post coming out Tuesday morning about this new abortion law in New York, and it's indescribable. I mean, you look at this thing and you go, how is it possible that a civilized country in the 21st century now would approve a law like this? Basically calls for abortion at any time of the pregnancy. A woman can literally have an abortion at any time. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, you keep scratching your head saying, how can this be? And then you see the reaction by the governor of New York, a man who's a Catholic. He says he's a Catholic. And you see the reaction, you know, the joy, the jumping up and down in the state legislature. They turn on all the buildings. They light up all the buildings in pink to celebrate this great moment in the history of women's rights. Great moment in the history of women's rights when you have just authorized abortion at any moment in a pregnancy. It is really obscene. I don't know what to do. And in the post that I'm writing tomorrow morning, what I'm basically calling is for the Pope to excommunicate Governor Cuomo and to say, you're not a Catholic. Anybody who signs that piece of legislation, you're not a Catholic. You can be the governor of New York. That's fine. You know, the people of New York want to vote for you. That's fine. But you're not a Catholic. No Catholic can, in good conscience, sign that law and approve what has just been approved in New York. So I hope the Pope will stand up and really take a firm stand against this horrific, and I mean just absolutely horrific, piece of legislation that has been signed in New York. You know, when a country reaches the point where it no longer values life, there's something terrible happening in that country. I don't know how else to say it, but when people cheer the passing of a law like this that basically says abortion at any time, well, there's something wrong with the country. That's all I can say. Well, thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.